with the rap shit. He ain't name dropped. Nothing personal. Drake came back, tried to be all witty and shit. Oh, I'm a battle rapper. Look at me. I'm gonna say Virginia Williams. And then this nigga
that's what's gonna get him.
Like Virginia Williams. He said it though. I didn't like his delivery when he said that. But I did realize as soon as he said it, I was like, "That's."
I don't know what he's going to do.
He's not going to do shit.
I don't know if there's anything to do.
If he's smart, he will shut the fuck up and release his album.
And it better be a good. We'll get to that.
He's gonna be like that little puppy, like.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? First off, before we even get into that debacle that just took place, what's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes, it is.
We are back. We are in the basement. Elzy is back.
I'm bike.
Yes, man. You was on vacation, man. I've been going
forever. Nah, vacation was lit. Yeah. It was fun. No, went down there. Where the fuck were we at? Orlando. You know what I'm saying? Of course, when you go down there, we weren't at a timeshare, but you know we got caught up like going to one of the fucking seminar joints.
Got scammed into that one.
Yeah. Because we were walking through the park and the dude was like, I mean, hey, you guys want free tickets or whatever he said? And we're like, all right, let's see what you're talking about. I know obviously it's a scam or something, but all right, let's see what you're talking about. He's like, well, are y'all married? We're like, nah. He's like, well, we got to bring it back. He was like, well, are y'all married? I'm like, no. So he's like, all right, just say you're married. So we say we're married. And he signs us up for the timeshare joint, the little seminar, because we knew it was going to rain all day the next day. So we had some time to kill. Mm. So we get to the seminar, and it's some dude named Andres. And some Dominican.
That sound like a nigga that want
to some Dominican nigga. Yeah, some Dominican nigga who knew we weren't married, which you're supposed to be for these timeshare shits. And you're supposed to make
It was surprised when you said yeah. No.
And you're supposed to make a certain amount of money, which we don't make. So we're just in it for the free breakfast and free, because they give us free breakfast, a ride to there, and then a ride to wherever else we wanted to go. And then they also gave us movie tickets and a free dinner. So that's why we were there, for all the free shit, because they offered a lot. So the dude gives us a whole tour, and mind you, like, we're supposed to be, like, we told him that we live together, we don't. We told him that we're married, we're not. And, like, it was just, we were just lying our asses off the whole time. So then it finally comes down to when, when it's time to pick our timeshare, and I'm just like, nah, I'm good, right?
And he was like, yes!
He was like, well, I thought you were smarter than this. I'm like, nigga, you knew we were lying
the whole time.
I cannot afford this. Like, it was like, I think the lowest timeshare was $683 a month or some shit like that.
You suck 683 of my dicks.
All of them. And I'm like, nah, we're not doing this. He's like, well, I thought you were smarter than this. Nigga, he was nice to us the whole time. When he left, he didn't even say bye. He picked up his bag and walked away. I'm like, the audacity of this woman abuser. So
already
he's Dominican. He told us.
Oh, Sean's talking about Dominican brothers.
As soon as he told me that, I was like, I bet he didn't smack the shit out of a couple bitches in his day. Oh my god. And he was in the army, so you know that nigga.
Oh yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you know he was laying hands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was laying hands. And he told us he was a single father too. I wanted to be like, you beat the shit out of
you.
You
got that PTSD.
D. PTSD. But yeah. So
PTSD, nigga. Yeah.
So we went through all of that, and they're like, all right, well, before you guys leave, you're gonna talk to this guy. So then we talked to another dude, and this kid tried to make us fucking, he actually got the payments down somehow. Mind you, I said $683. By the time he was done writing down all the same fucking bullshit that Andres is writing down, he's like, okay, well, I can do it either. We can either do $29 a month or $19 a month.
This nigga went from a mortgage payment
to a fucking, I don't know, Netflix
two boxes subscription. Of condoms. Nigga. What?
I'm like, what in the hell?
This is the scammiest.
I'm like,
shit.
No, absolutely not. I'm like, obviously we can't. He's like, you can't beat this price. I'm like, well, obviously you can't beat that price.
So you but beat it.
Yeah, but What am I going to do with this? I'm not, and I feel like there was a catch. Like, you know, they probably go to timeshare only once every other year, some type of bullshit.
For the price of 3 Big Macs, yeah, you can own a timeshare in Orlando, Florida.
Like, how does that sound? So, that shit was a mess. I'm trying to think. I know something else happened, but I can't even think of it right now. But I had myself a good old time. Actually, it's not even. Oh, you
what's
want,
that one?
Oh, you want some of this Beso del Sol? What the fuck? I don't know. It's probably cheap. It just says pink sangria,
which means kiss of the sun.
Oh my
god! You uncultured
god.
Swine.
Well, today we don't have any Jack Daniels.
No Jack today.
I didn't get a chance to go to the store. But shout out to Jack Daniels, and also shout out to Shelby, our sponsor over at Garden App.
Shout out to our Hotepian Third Eye.
Hotepian. This nigga.
I don't even.
He almost. The Kanye shit is over, but he was leaning towards that side. And boy.
Nigga, he was like, damn, I gotta get. God damn, nigga. We on the low
we
now.
We good now,
so
yeah, yeah.
We good know. Now, but you know. So now that we good,
yeah, you know, feel like
everybody check out Garden App Clothing on Instagram. We got hoodies and sweats and
thongs
shorts
and shit.
And hopefully thongs and anal beads coming soon.
Anal beads?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I don't play that.
When you get to the end of New Jersey, that's when the party begins,
oh,
baby.
Oh, shit.
You gotta do more butt stuff, Elsie.
I'm good.
But, oh, man.
This whole week.
You've been gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, shout out to all the ladies.
Of course
week.
I listened to the episode. I couldn't wait to hear it when I was down there. As soon as I got back, I believe that's when it dropped. Yeah. I listened to it.
We're gonna have a part 2
amazing.
For y'all soon.
It was amazing.
We loved it. As soon as we got done, they loved it. They loved being on the mic. They enjoyed. They want to come back. So we're probably gonna have them.
They enjoyed fucking with you. That's what that was.
You know,
they was trying to get you out of here.
The devil likes having fun doing devil things. You know, Satan takes fun, takes great joy in being evil. But nonetheless, I forgive them.
Yeah.
But you know, shout out to them. But man, what a week to come back on.
Yeah, the perfect week.
This
might be premature too, because I know it's Wednesday. I know something going to happen Thursday.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because when you have so much stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
This fast, this jam-packed in the week. Really, the week, as far as, like, the work week has been concerned.
Yeah.
Niggas have only been to work for 2 days.
Yep, yeah, that's about it.
You know what I mean? Because we have Memorial Day weekend, the holiday, and all that. So, niggas are just now second day to work. And then after your first day at work.
Yeah.
After the Memorial Day week, after the holiday, everybody gets to notice that Funkmaster Flex has got some new smoke because he's Mr. Chimney.
He's Mr. Chimney now. Like,
Mr.
What?
Chimney. Shout out to the Joe Budden. Call him Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
He's such a fucking cornball, bro.
Old ass cornball ass nigga. That nigga had. Nigga started beef with a dead rapper. He started beef.
You lied!
He lied!
He was crying.
Who starts beef? With a nigga that's dead.
I don't know. Fucking Clay Jensen. If you haven't watched
that's like
13 Reasons Why, you'll know who Hannah Baker is.
Why? What is wrong with you? Like, fuck Sidney Poitier. Like, what the... I'll just do it right now. Like, nigga. Like, what is wrong with niggas, man?
Oh, it was bad.
Oh, my.
Fuck Sidney like, Poitier.
I just... This is it. I'm coming out the bag on niggas.
Oh my god. Niggas just coming out of the woodwork like, fuck Tina Marie, nigga. Like, oh,
yo,
yo, whoa.
Mini Ripper to get you a dick.
Whoa. Flex, chill.
Oh my god. Niggas starting your fucking
starting beef.
So yeah, beef with the dead nigga, aka.
Yeah,
that was. Risk got beef with the grave.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was beefing with Tupac, by the way.
Yeah.
Or it was a Biggie.
Yeah, no, it was Tupac. He said, fuck Tupac.
Yeah.
At some show after. It was this, and this is some time after Tupac has long been dead or relocated to Cuba, whatever.
Yeah,
believe.
Whichever you want to believe in.
They're both plausible at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I got new smoke from Pusha T. And everybody tuned in. And I didn't tune in.
I don't listen to him, man.
Because he pump faked us a lot.
Oh yeah, what was that track? Was it the Drake song?
I think it was another Drake beef.
Yeah, it was a Drake song that we thought we were gonna
get. Yeah, and then he baited us all into listening to that horrible Meek response.
Yeah. Oh, he got us with that one.
Oh, he got us good.
I couldn't wait to hear that. And then it was just like
10 minutes. It's like just doo-doo.
A solid 3 minutes of that.
On the mic.
And literally got on the mic like, poop-dee-scoop-dee. Whoop-dee-boop.
I would have rather that than the shit I heard that night. After all that build-up.
Poop-dee-scoop. Man.
So, I was out. You know what I'm saying? I was out, so I really couldn't hear. But I'm checking. I'm checking the TL. And I'm just... Oh my God!
Yeah, it was
Drake. He bodied it. I'm like,
well, wait. When you heard this, was it the response? Is that what it was to Pusha T song, or was it Pusha T's?
Pusha T response.
Okay, Pusha T's response.
There were, we're not talking about that old shit.
No, I'm talking about the infrared.
No, we're not talking.
Okay,
about that.
Okay,
we're so talking about this new hot.
Okay,
scathing anal contusion that Drake just took.
Woo!
So. I'm on the way home, and I play it, and I'm like, I'm driving now.
Yeah.
I'm on the highway. I'm like,
trying not to crash.
Mouth agape.
Cause that shit.
When that nigga's,
it's pretty bad.
So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Drake and Pusha T. If you don't know Pusha T, he was one half of the Clips. Yeah. If you don't know who the Clips are, I think Grinding. You know what I'm
that
saying?
That was terrible.
Lunch tables, it was horrible.
That was bad.
We're drunk. We're drinking. I'm high. We're listening. You know what I'm saying? But you know the beat. If you stand near a lunch table, you'll just hear it in your heart.
Fine.
You know what I'm saying? That's about it. So they get into a little bit of a beef. How does this start?
Well, it started with Pusha T dissing Drake on his album. So he put out the song Infrared, and he's basically accusing, you know, Drake of having a ghostwriter. He talked about Quentin Miller, and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Drake came back with his diss track called Duppy Freestyle.
Which was good.
Damn good. Lyrically, it was way better than Back to Back. Lyrically.
Oh, way better. Way better. Absolutely.
Back to Back's just the better song. We'll give him that. Because Back to Back is actually like, you can play that shit. I'm like, oh, this is a nice song. But W Freestyle, lyrically, way better. Came back firing, which was very surprising. Because I didn't think he was going to do it like that.
Yeah.
Name dropping. You know, he came back with a lot of witty stuff. He talked about how you're going to say I have a ghostwriter when a nigga that makes your beats. I'm his writer, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, like, Drake spent some real shit. Like,
he was going. I was like, I had to tip my hat off.
He did his thing. So then.
But then. From the bowels of the Virginia Beach 757 area. Pusha T, Pusha Terrence. Rise is a sin. Box braids first. Reaches down into his pants. Pulls out his thick, meaty Virginia Beach cock. And slathered it over Drake's forehead. In a track called The Story of Addy Don. Now, let's not get into the song yet.
Oh, God.
Just look at the cover.
The cover is enough.
The cover is enough to go...
What the?
I'm in for a treat.
What the fuck?
That's what I saw first. Oh, man. And I was like, it took me a second to rest. I was like,
I didn't know what the cover was. I high key ignored this shit at first because I didn't even think it was Drake. I just thought he was making fun of him. Like, oh, look at this dude that looks like Drake.
Yeah, I'm like.
Like, look at somebody with black face. I guess
but it's then I was like.
After further inspection.
I was like, look at this clown. It went from, look at this clown in black face to be like, is that Drake? I thought it was Drake in fucking blackface. And I'm
doing my Googles.
It was blackface.
Really a real picture of him in blackface.
In blackface. Yeah. And the most beautiful part of Drake stance. You know what? I'll get into the Drake stance later.
Oh man, them niggas.
But woo. Them niggas were in a tiffy.
In a trance.
Yeah, they were.
They didn't know what was going on.
They were miffed. They were miffed about what my man Push had to say. And he said a lot. He basically said, How are you going to talk about my fiance? Your dad left you. Your mother never got married.
Yeah, yeah, he went down the list,
boy. You're a fraud. You've been lying in your raps. You've probably been a misfit all your life because you're mixed and you don't have no identity either, or you never felt like you were black enough, so you overcompensate with corny behavior.
You learn how to be a man from a man who wasn't in your life.
And the man that you barely learned from time to time on the summers you used to visit him in Tennessee, but because you visit every just other summer, you're down now and you're a 3-6 Mafia member. The nigga is actually a cornball Steve Harvey suit wearing ass
big
nigga.
Suit wearing ass nigga.
You know what I'm saying? A zoot suit mask suit wearing ass nigga. Yeah, see? Nigga, you know what Johnny Dad just like? You ever watch Tom and Jerry? He had that orange and green suit. Well-a-roo,
well-a-ra. Oh, Tom, you was a cool cat.
he just like Tom.
With a big ass hat.
With a big ass Captain Tom. Captain Save-A-Whole shoulder pads. Nigga put a high school deep linebacker's knee pads in his shoulders. It was like, well-a-roo, ha-hoo, yeah. That's the motherfucking Dennis Granby.
Oh, my God.
So, your white mom that got nutted in by old Hee-Haw from Tennessee.
My fucking, the mask.
Yeah. My fucking Steve Harvey Wootsie Tootsie Hee-Haw from Tennessee. Shout out to Tennessee, Honey Jack.
Yes.
You grow up, you don't know how to put your hair in proper braids. You can't grow it out because then you'll look like
motherfucking. What the fuck you look like?
Yeah, I don't know. You look like a sponge. So you're in Canada. You're being white. You want to be black? Don't know how to be black because the only black nigga that's close to you is in Tennessee, being a motherfucking rodeo jockey and not raising you. So, he said that. He said, yo, your dad didn't love you. And now, not only did you have a deadbeat dad, nigga, you're continuing the cycle.
It's genetics. You done knocked up a fucking porn star who is not that attractive.
It's horrid. Stop them tweets.
Time out. Saying, real quick, we're about to say the same thing. Trying to challenge Drake's blackness.
Yeah. Shout out to Gio. Yo, that tweet was amazing.
He said, how are you trying to question his blackness when he has an ugly baby mom that he doesn't...
white,
he just keeps her
said,
in the closet.
Somebody said Drake got a secret family. He taking his Jamaican shit too far. And I promptly pooped myself. Because that was hysterical.
He's taking this Jamaican shit too far.
So,
nah, Jamaicans really be doing that shit.
Oh, yeah. No,
them niggas. Woo.
They be having four families in a 3-mile radius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They be staying at all their houses in the same
African
night.
Dads be doing that too. Foreign, like, black men are scumbags.
All men are scumbags.
Yeah, all men are scumbags. But them
different.
Niggas.
Yeah, they're a little different.
Oh, man, first generation, second generation immigrant dads.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you want to talk about toxic masculinity. You want to talk about some toxic shit?
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah, that shit. You can't say nothing.
Respect women or eat a banana around them niggas without being called gay. You can't hold a door for a bitch.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
You can't eat a banana straight on.
Oh, my.
My son gay, you know. Shout out to them. I don't know what country that was supposed to be. You know what I mean? But you know.
Mm.
So he says that. He says, you're a deadbeat dad because you got a kid that you never see. You don't claim him.
Nobody's ever seen
this
nigga.
The kid that you had by skeeting in a porn star.
And get this. The kid was born on Drake's birthday.
Great.
Yep.
So they had the same birthday. Motherfucking the kid. The mom looks like motherfucking
Ellen DeGeneres with a fat butt.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. All my porn heads. If Sarah J got into 6 more fights and broke her nose 7 more times, looking like this chick.
What's her name? Rosie?
Rosie
Divine, I believe that's
Sophie
it.
Or something like that.
Well, her real name is Sophie, but I think her porn name is Rosie Divine.
Well, I'm gonna look it up tonight.
She doesn't. I didn't see any videos.
Somebody got to support that kid. I could at least give her a couple more hits on Pornhub.
I didn't see her getting fucked. It was just videos of her dancing in a. She's like a webcam, John.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty whack.
If you're gonna do,
if you're gonna do it,
go in porn. Stick with it.
Yeah.
Go in there for real. Don't dip your toe.
She's a cam girl.
In porn.
She didn't even do anything. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is what I'm paying for?
Yeah.
Even though I'm not paying for it?
Me and my meat looking at each other like, what the fuck is going on? My meat shrugging its shoulder. I'm shrugging mine.
We look ball
like,
shrugging.
We look like two characters in a sitcom. Yeah. Like, he's the sloppy one, but he's really neat. He's a Democrat, but he's a Republican.
He's a Republican.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And it's not even over yet. You're a deadbeat dad.
Yeah, the list is done.
Your baby mom's a porn star. You're a horrible person. Your dad's a horrible person. Your mom is lonely and she'll never stop being lonely because you're a horrible person and won't tend to her needs. And on top of all that, guess what? I'm going to sprinkle on top of this parfait, a couple sprinkles of your friend's dying. Your best friend is sick, and he's never getting better.
It's looking pretty slow for 40. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He has MS.
Is it MS?
Multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Nobody knows how much longer multiple sclerosis. You know, we learned about that in like fourth grade. I don't know why that was such a big thing.
Something with your back. I believe.
Something with your back. This nigga said OVO 40 basically over 40's like he's back 80.
Basically, 40's back is a silly straw. It's a bendy loop de loop straw. You know those straws that you got to pay extra $1 for at 7-Eleven?
They go please like. Stop. Please stop.
40 spine is a pool noodle. That's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
I'm sorry.
And his motor skills lack. Oh my god. Yeah. He can't tie his own shoes probably.
Yeah, he
it's all bad.
He's really messed up though, and
and Pusha T didn't
push it. That nigga sung it. He said tick tick tick. How much time
you got that nigga? Boy.
Six 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 and then six six six. This is beautifully crafted.
Yeah.
From the motherfucking bowels of hell.
But you know it was crazy. It even said that at the end. The nigga said I'm rapping like Satan or something, whatever he said.
He said I got the devil flow.
But it was crazy because when Drake put out his diss, I'm like, damn, what is Pusha T gonna say to this? Because that's how good I almost was like he's not gonna respond.
Yeah, I was hitting that point. I was like, because I'm someone that like I knew Pusha T would body Drake.
Yeah.
If he had the chance. I was just one of those dudes.
Exactly.
Call me a Drake hater. Even though I like Drake, but I just felt like
Pusha T can really rap. Like,
would not be the one to trifle with.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a history of coming at dudes. Like, he hates that whole Young Money crew. So that was just.
Yeah, he hates all of them niggas.
Yeah, he hates all of them niggas. And I really don't know the origin of that beef.
Neither do I.
I gotta look into it.
Because he really. I think him being a CEO and just knowing how things are supposed to work and how they work. It's just funny business, and he don't fuck with it.
He don't fuck with it.
That's what it seems like. I don't know, man.
Yeah, and he just said, "Yo, your mom's a lonely bitch. Your dad's just
a lonely Jew. A lonely never bitch. Gonna have."
That's
any
what he
size.
Said. I'm
yeah,
like,
it was kind of.
He brought the Jewish thing. I was like,
it's kind of crazy,
man. He said, "So your mom's a lonely whore."
Essentially,
your mom. You don't, nah, this is a breakdown. He's breaking it down like this: like, yo, listen, this is where you come from. This is what you're doing. Stop repeating the cycle. This nigga said you come from a white woman that wanted to have a night of fun with old Hee Haw Tennessee Jack,
old Steve Harvey. Over
yeah, old Steve Harvey suit wearing clown ass bungee parachute suit wearing ass. Nigga.
Told the nigga stay off the gram.
Yeah,
Dennis Graham, stay off the gram.
Then motherfucker, you let her nut in you. You had this little baby that's looking like a mop top.
Mulatto madness.
Yeah, this is motherfucking mixed mulatto malingas magic.
It's a waffle colored nigga.
Yeah. Motherfucking your dad leaves at 5. he don't love you no more. Or he's not acting like you. He ain't acting like it. You can't love you from Tennessee, nigga. I'll tell you that much.
You need a passport just to see him. Jesus.
You got to go do a police search to see your father. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
He said, your dad was a fuck nigga. You're growing up to be the same fuck the nigga same that your dad was. Same exact fuck nigga.
It's so bad.
You're not getting as much money as you should be getting. And your friend's dying.
It was just all bad.
He said, if that all...
Yeah.
If you couldn't deal with all that...
That was the present, and he wrapped it. And he wrapped it ever so gently.
And just this was the bow. String.
It was a little bow at the top. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way...
40s on borrowed time.
Not sure how much time your heart and soul has.
Your best friend has.
Jesus.
Just making sure... He's like...
Just reminding
you. If you didn't think you could deal with all that stuff I just gave you, just take solace in the fact that soon you'll be dealing with it alone because your friend is going to die. Whoa.
Push it, Terrence.
I never felt this way about a battle.
Ever?
I would say maybe the 50 Cent Ja Rule time. But I can't remember.
We were young.
Yeah, we were young then. And then I can say either for like... Mm-hmm. And take over and super. I could say that, but like, we're too young to really remember that. I remember hearing it, but I don't know. Don't remember the implications. Yeah, of it. I don't feel that.
The impact is different.
Yeah, I didn't feel that then. Mm. But this right here,
oh, I feel all of this.
Ooh, I feel it from the base to the tip. I feel it all, dog. This one,
yeah, this is different. Cause I don't know.
Some different stuff. Right
I don't know.
Here, man.
I honestly don't know. I mean, it's Wednesday. I don't know if Drake is gonna respond. What do you say? He got an album coming out.
Like I was listening to another podcast where it's like, it's really nothing you can do that's gonna make you like end on top.
Yeah,
best you can do is break even, maybe.
Yeah,
at this point.
But he's really gonna be the bad. If he outdoes him, he's just gonna end up being the bad guy.
What's hard about this is so one sided for Drake, because if Drake were to respond right now talking about Pusha T's and fake and all this, niggas don't give a fuck about Pusha T's life.
Yeah, not really.
They don't care.
He never went to jail over
that. They don't care if possibly he really didn't sell drugs.
Yeah.
That's not ruining a lot of people's day.
Because a lot of these niggas don't really sell drugs.
But the fact that Drake has a son that he's been hiding.
But you didn't hear about that? You didn't?
I never heard about
really?
That.
Really? I heard about that a while ago, that the girl was pregnant. But as soon as they announced that she was pregnant, you know, like, Drake said nothing about it, and it just got swept under the rug, and everyone kind of forgot about it. I remember hearing about this a while ago.
Really?
Yeah, because if the baby was born in October, that means she was pregnant since when? I don't feel like doing the math, but she was pregnant, that whole summer.
At least January.
Yeah, nine months, damn near the whole year, right? So, I heard about it a while ago. But it just kind of got swept under the rug because Drake never talked about it. Well, he did. Apparently, he rapped about it in a couple songs.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, you know, we don't know. He name drops random strippers all the time. So, you don't really pay attention to it. It's like, here go Drake talking his rap.
Yeah,
like,
you know, don't pay attention. It could be 60 strippers in Houston alone that could have bored Drake's seed. But, yeah. Out of all the strippers you had,
you choose this one?
This one? She's just... She looks like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, she's not cute at all.
No, man.
Not cute.
Like, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Niggas trying to defend her. Like, no, she's not easy to look at from the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, that is just, I don't know what to tell you. Like, Drake chose the wrong one to get into this with.
Yeah, he definitely did. But, and I feel like this is probably, and I love Kendrick, but this is worse than what Kendrick could have done.
Absolutely.
Kendrick wouldn't have hit him like this.
No.
He wouldn't have hit him like this.
I don't think there's a lot of people currently rapping today
that would do
some shit like this.
Yeah.
Because Pusha T's, like, he's still rapping, but he's still kind of like an older school type of dude that had that gulliness in him.
Yeah.
None of these niggas rapping today would fucking say that 40 is fucking dying.
Only him and 50. That's about it.
50 would say he's dying.
Like, this is like a real battle rap. Like, this is the battle rap shit that Drake thought he could be a part of.
That we thought...
Drake thought he could do this.
This is the type of thing I thought Meek was going to do.
Which he should have. But even Meek didn't take these steps.
Yeah, he took some homework. Mm-hmm. On top of that...
Well, think about it. Pusha knows the same people as him. Yeah. For real, for real. So, like, they've been around each other.
And what even makes it worse is that he not only ruined, like, his, like, personal, like, secrecy.
His privacy, which Drake never really lets get out in the street.
His privacy, you know? Mm-hmm. He kind of messed up his money, too. Because Drake has a deal with Adidas. Mm-hmm. And Adidas, apparently, you know the name of the song is The Story of Adidon. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Drake was going to announce his son via a clothing release through Adidas. Because that's why Pusha says that line.
Yeah.
Your son's worth more than an Adidas press release or something like that.
Yeah, he said that.
So he was going to be like, yo, I'm putting out this brand under Adidas called Adidon in honor of my son. Yes. And then fully unveiling, this is my son. This is OVO 2.0 to the world.
And Pusha T shit all over
that. He dookied all over it. He pulled down his play clothes and jeans
and just duped
dropped a hot, wet deuce all over all those twins.
Yo, that's so crazy. He really didn't mess up his money. But I didn't know Drake was Adidas, though. I thought Drake was Jordan, so I guess this must be a new deal.
It must be a new deal. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He just hovered his cheeks over those plants.
It's like, mind if I make it hot?
don't mind if I do. This is a hot. And it wasn't a lot of dude. It was one big plop turd.
That one, when it just all comes out at once. That just one of them.
Just one.
Just wham.
Where did you do it? In the water, my nigga.
There it is. Man, oh, God. I don't even got a wipe after that.
It comes out clean.
You still wipe, though. I'm not saying you don't wipe. You still wipe. You're just thinking to yourself, like, I'd probably be good if I didn't.
I'd make it through the day. I'm gonna make it through the day. But there's an option for me not to.
Oh, man. You really know your body when you're shitting. You know yourself. Because you can be on the toilet like, I'll be all right if I don't, like, I don't got to go all out for this one.
Yeah.
But, boy, when you get them things, when you just got to...
I'm sorry, y'all. We're going off. But still, like, this push, it needs to be examined.
Yeah.
This is some shit, bro. Like... I just want to look at a couple of the lyrics. Mm. Just look at how it starts. Drug dealing aside, ghostwriting aside, he already starts crazy. Aside from all the other shit that I already got you on.
aside from everything that you just accused me of.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The only thing you got me on me is that I'm a drug dealer. Yeah. Thanks.
Whatever.
Ghostwriting aside the fact that you're not really a really good rapper, let's have a heart-to-heart about your pride. Wow. We're going to go right there.
Yep, right,
Terrence.
Right in the feels.
Right there, right to the gut. Yep. Even though you're a multi, I see that your soul don't look a lot. I think you're dead inside, my nigga. That's how he started the song.
I see you smiling, but I don't think you're really happy,
man. You look happy, but you're dead inside. Continuing.
Oh, man.
I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie.
That was a great line.
Wow. Still bringing up the fact that you're not taking the amount of money you should be. You're getting jerked. Lies. Let's examine why your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front. I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram. Bitch, I'm on one. Brought your daddy in early.
Early.
You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5. Hell of a dad thing.
Oh, the and sarcasm.
This is the first audible gasp from me at this point. Hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had.
Drake's mother.
Another gasp. Howie a winner, but she keeps coming in last place. Third gasp. Monkey suit Dennis. You parade him. A Steve Harvey suit nigga made him. A Steve Harvey suit nigga.
Made him.
Made Drake.
Made this nigga.
This is he's the prodigy
of a nigga
of who too much buttons and big teeth. Just teeth and linen. That's what you
put. Oh,
teeth
man.
And linen.
Just add water. Baggy suits.
Add water and heat. Drake. Man.
Oh, God.
Confused. Always thought you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it because your fro wouldn't nap enough. Nigga, use a half nigga.
Use a half breed bitch.
Use a half breed bitch.
And you.
And you'll never get my respect because you struggle with your identity your whole life.
You'll never be welcome to Wakanda.
How you gonna act like you know me, bitch? You don't even know yourself. Fair enough, Terrence. You're on a roll. Shout out to all my mixed homies out there. We still love you, doggy.
Yeah, shout out Lamont. You hating ass nigga.
That's that nigger.
Oh yeah, that's that nigger.
Confused. Always wouldn't happen. Since you name dropped my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce.
Your Beyonce. Such great wordplay.
Right and there. I was like, oh, boy, what do we have here?
I wish I could just go back to when I first heard this.
I wanted that so bad.
I know my face is probably like.
My mouth was just oh my God. Sophie knows better. Ask your baby mother. Now, I thought Sophie knows better was just saying knows better, but also a joke about her nose because it's fucking ugly and horrendous.
Sophie knows better.
Sophie knows better.
Because her nose looks ridiculous.
Cleaned her up for all IG, but the stench is on her. You can make her look
stench.
Nice.
Stench.
But she's still a smelly, sweaty, nasty, stinky bitch. A baby's involved. It's deeper than rap. We talking character. Let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child. That's the title of the episode, hey, people.
You are hiding a child.
You are hiding. He said, in that sense, he said, fuck all this rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let the people know. You are hiding a child.
Shout out to all the niggas that hide kids.
Shout out to niggas with hidden kids.
Mm.
Oh, man. Yo. On a side note, shout out to all the girls that I went to high school, college with that got babies and got thick than a marble block.
Yeah. Shout out to if you didn't even have kids and you just thick.
Yeah, yo. It's a lot of y'all that we graduated with.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all done found the magic tonic.
The magic tonic.
And y'all done got some that bumpus.
That bumpus?
Yeah, man. That's slang for
that
ass.
That scoopty doop.
That scoopty doop.
That
poopity scoop.
That scoop.
That whoop 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 whoop.
Scoop scoop.
Doop scoop. And I shout out to y'all. But now.
That's a lot of wine. I didn't mean to pour that much.
You're going to finish it, though. We out here getting wine drunk on the
ATS pod so well.
Tonight. But, like I said, you are hiding a child.
Let that
boy come home.
That shit was too
deadbeat motherfucker. Playing Border Patrol.
Yo, real quick, I meant to say this. Apparently, Pusha T, he's cut everyone out of his life who was a deadbeat dad. He doesn't fuck with him at all.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Where did you see that at?
I forget where I saw it.
So he really has a thing.
They said he has a thing against deadbeats, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you got money and you're around him and you're still a deadbeat money.
Exactly. If you're around Pusha T, you probably got money and, yeah, he don't fuck with that at all.
No wonder Drake made that album with Future.
Two deadbeats.
Yeah, they said, what a time to be a deadbeat.
What a time to be an ain't shit nigga.
Deadbeat motherfucker playing Border Patrol. Ooh, Adonis is your son. And he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby. Respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star. Let her be your world. Yuck. How dare you put yeah in my verses of selfish. I want all the curses. I want all the smoke, Drake. I'm pre-booking the churches. My verses, three hearses. If we all go to hell, it'll be worth it. I'm willing to go down fighting, and I'll take you all to hell with me, because I'm a dirty Virginia Beach nigga, and I ain't worth shit, and I'm a dirty son of a bitch.
Dirty dog.
And I'll kill you all, nigga. You mentioned Virginia Williams, nigga. Oh, man, you're going to see Satan Williams, because you going to hell with me. If we all go to hell, it'll all be worth it. Already aligned with the grace, and on that same note, the only ones I chase are two ghosts, still giving you classics. That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Oh, you son of a bitch. Let's take a sip for that bar.
Yeah. Hold on.
OVO 40, hunched over like he 80.
Tick, tick, tick.
Don't know how much time he got. That man is sick, sick, sick.
Sick, sick, sick. That shit was creative, bro.
Yo, he said he's
dead. Oh, I don't know.
He said your friend is dying.
He asked, can you imagine Drake listening to this? Him and 40 in the studio, like,
yo, oh, and they look over. Because what do you do? What
if you're sitting there with the I eat ass face, like.
No, nigga, it's not the I eat ass face. He probably was in a good space at the moment.
Yeah, if I was like, oh, this is going to be a good beat.
Just went gold, probably top Billboard number one.
Even though that song sucks.
Even though it's doo doo. 40, look, now he's pondering his mortality and the fact that he don't got that much time left than the normal man his age. He reminded him that he was sick.
It's all bad.
It's not like
it's all bad.
Hold on, I'm looking at a tweet. Oh boy! And let's just give it up to Twitter, man.
Twitter didn't miss a damn. It's been 20 beat. Look at this.
It's been 24. It's a tweet that says Drake is quote by saying, "Don't push me while I'm in album mode." Pusha T goes, deadbeat dad looking ass, your son a bastard, your baby mama stink, your producer walking corpse, where your dad at, coot ass nigga.
He said his producer's a walking corpse.
A walking corpse.
Oh my God.
He reminded him that his son is dying.
Yeah.
And I have no words. I don't know what he does to respond to this.
I don't know either.
It's been 45 minutes. We're still talking about this, but. Man.
Hey, bro.
And then, you know, we go back to the blackface thing. You know what I'm saying? That was hard to see.
Yeah, that was weird because I didn't think that it was real.
I didn't think it was real at all.
But as soon as I saw it, I Googled it myself. And yeah, I found
that
it
was disturbing. That
from a completely different source.
How it really is?
Yeah, I was like, God damn, this nigga Drake is weird. And then it's funny how people digging up all this old Drake shit. Like when he was acting in some. I don't know if it was Degrassi or not. Nigga tapped his ass.
I don't remember Jimmy going through that phase.
Nigga tapped his ass and he looked like he liked it a lot. I'm like, yo,
was it him that got his ass tapped or he was the one tapping ass?
He got his ass
tapped because he had a predator look about him.
He got his ass tapped, I believe.
Either way,
it wasn't good.
Help, Aubrey. We need help.
Yeah.
And then
the whole video. Let me see if I can find that real quick.
Oh, that's that nigger.
That's that nigger. This nigga.
How he's really like, yo. How we're gonna talk about how. Go ahead. Play that.
Here. Okay. Hold on. Because this shit right here, I was just like, what?
Now this is
just sort of. It bugged me, man. It bugged me because it was like somebody I looked up to at one point. It was somebody that I was like, I used to see out and be like, yo, that's that nigger. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. He open.
That's that nigger.
That's that nigger.
Now, look.
I know he's from a different country, but
I don't give
what?
A fuck. Looking at that video, that looks like about what year Drake that is.
That's probably 2009.
2008-9, right, yeah, before 8-9. He blew.
Yeah.
A year or two before he blew.
Yeah.
So at that point, he's like 17, 18, 19.
And I feel like even in this video, he's talking about Pusha T. Just, I don't know why.
I don't know why, but it's but I'm saying niggas.
I have like, an inkling.
He's doing that. He got instances of that, and then he's wearing blackface. It just doesn't look. It kind of adds weight to what Pusha T's saying. Like, he's saying he's a coon. And then now, on top of that accusation, I think to all the times, like, when have you seen Drake stand up for, like, black people shit in America? You know what I mean? Have you seen him on some, like...
Nah, he kind of just stays to himself.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't really take a side. I mean, we know... Obviously, we know whose side he's on. But he doesn't really stand... But
Pusha's like, do we? And he's bringing some compelling evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
You know what I mean? And it's not looking good for the kid.
Nah, not at all. And that's why I'm like, is he going to respond? What is he going to do?
Yeah, it's nothing he can do that's going to make him win. He would literally have to have a sex tape of him getting a train ran on him by Dipset. for that to be just Freaky Zeke though.
Yeah. Oh God.
Just the
Freaky Zeke and Hell Rail.
Yeah, just the underling niggas. J.R. Ryder, Freaky Zeke, Hell Rail. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
Sin City. Purple City Bird Gang.
Purple
City Bird Gang. Oh man.
Good times.
That's a great beef. Greatness. I'm thankful. Pusha T been warning you niggas for years to not play with him. Ever since Exodus 23:1, I knew what it was when he put out that song.
Mm-hmm.
When that nigga said you signed contracts all fucked up, guess that means you're fucked up. You signed to a nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas.
Yeah.
Now that's bad luck. I was like, well,
he might be on something.
And he let you niggas know. He put the bait out there with the little white shit.
Mm-hmm.
It said, oh, now.
I got him
by the jugular. Now
I'm going to reel him in.
I got him. And he got Aubrey Rice where he wants him.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody that was saying, oh, Pusha T went too far.
How can you say that? You must not really watch battle raps if you don't.
If you think Pusha T went too far, you don't listen
to rap. Yeah, you don't listen to rap.
You're not a student of hip hop. You're not.
I done heard way worse, nigga. Way worse.
You want to hear about some of the way worse? Let's go back and forth with some of the worst shit I've heard in rap battles.
Mm.
Cam'ron told a nigga, "Happy Mother's Day. Your mother's dead." I forgot who the rapper was, but he made a song to say, "Say Happy Mother's Day to your mother, cause your mother's dead." This is his soon after this dude's mother died.
Dumb.
Said your mother's dead. Another one I heard when Gucci Mane made a song towards Jeezy.
Yeah,
he told him, "Dig your partner up. I bet he can't say shit. His friend was dead
as fuck." Oh, man.
And I think his camp killed him.
More than likely.
I think it was more than likely. Or his camp killed his friend, and he told him on the track to dig him up. Dig him up.
And ask him about me.
Get your best three men.
Oh, wait, that's right. He can't talk because he's dead.
Because he's pushing fucking daisies, nigga. The nigga's deceased. He ain't living. He ain't round no more. Told him to dig his partner. Nigga, R. Kelly. Cam'ron told Nas that he would R. Kelly his daughter and had, quote unquote, have his way with her face.
Oh my.
Jay-Z told Nas. Nas gets disrespected a lot. JC said he fucked his baby mom, Nas's baby mom, and left condoms in the daughter's seat. He left used condoms for fucking his baby moms in his daughter's seat.
Oh man.
Said, you know what your daughter can have with the side of her seat? Jay-Z jizz.
My nut.
Come.
Splooge.
And we all know the immaculate Max B.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's pull.
I think I still got it under my
nose. He said, don't you got sickle cells? Sickle cells.
Like, don't bring that sickle cell shit around
me. Max B made fun of Prodigy for having sickle cell. Let me play mine first.
Yeah, you play your clip. Yeah. There's, unfortunately, there's multiple.
Let's talk about it. I love this visual. Him and his niggas walking cold from a show. Max B got the stacks. He just got paid on the wave. Free the wave, man.
Don't you got sickle cells? That is fucking disrespectful.
Max B and Tupac made fun of.
Look, here's the other one.
I see y'all end you niggas' career. I don't play. I'm ending niggas' careers, man.
But before that, you and Prodigy never had a problem.
I don't even know that nigga, dog. I don't mean knowing these rapper niggas, man. I never run around with sickle cells. I don't be playing with these niggas, man.
Sickle cells ass nigga. Running around with sickle cells.
Son. He said he's running around with sickle cells.
Sickle cells being plural is what really makes me laugh.
Yo,
but the 50 Cent, another one. 50 yeah. Cent had beef with Rick Ross. Nigga found a sex tape.
Yep.
Or organized the creation of a sex tape with Rick Ross's baby mama and some dude. Gave live commentary during it. At the end of sex tape with Rick Ross's baby mama, the dude comes inside of her raw. And while that's happening, 50 Cent says, "Are you sure that's your daughter, Ross? Are you sure that's your baby?" He's like, "He's doing it in the pool nanny, in the Puma. He's coming in her. Are you sure? Is that your baby?" When he said, "Oh my god," he said, "Is that your baby?" He did it like a pimp voice. He's like, "Is that your baby, Ross?" And I'm like, "Motherfucker." Then after that, took this bitch out on a shopping spree
and
recorded that.
Yeah, he was a. Oh my god.
So after all that, don't you tell me that that Pusha T went too far. Nah, man, he started it when he brought up Virginia Williams, and he said that on some high shit. The way he said it was like, "Oh, I got him now." He
tried to be funny.
He opened up a can of worms he wasn't ready to deal with. I'm highly sure he was not ready for that.
Nah.
And this is throwing him completely off guard. It threw him for a hell of a loop, dog.
He tried to be funny.
Tried to be slick, nigga. And that nigga hit you with the motherfucking cannon.
Oh, man. But it's going to be fun, though, because I can't wait to see if Drake responds. I honestly don't think he will. But we'll see, man. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
You better come with that flame, because...
Yeah. Speaking of flame, man, and we talking about Pusha T, we're moving away from... But Pusha T's album...
Fire.
...was fire,
only seven songs. I think the album was 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
That shit is dope as hell, bro.
Album was shorter than an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But it was fire.
Kanye did his thing on the production. Like, that was great to hear. Because I really wasn't sure.
Bro.
I wasn't sure what we were going to get. But Kanye came through.
That motherfucker almost brought me back. He almost got me. Crafty son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He almost got me. When that Rude Boy, when the first track beat dropped, I was like, oh... He's reeling me back in.
What's it called? My shit. The Games We Play?
Yeah.
That's my drum.
If you know, you know is my shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to name the whole album because it's
only seven. It's only seven
of them. The whole album.
They're all fire.
Santeria, Infrared, it's all fire.
Santeria.
It's all fire.
That's all fire. Shout out to that album. I know the biggest releases that were coming out were Pusha T's album and ASAP's album.
Ended up being but.
That's what I'm hearing. And I'm hearing a lot of disappointing reviews.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't really get a chance to listen to all of it. I listened to a few songs here and there.
I listened to, I made it through the first like 4 to 5 songs, I believe. Yeah. Maybe the 6th. And I was like, this is not for me.
Damn.
Yeah. Bro, it wasn't regular Rocky. I don't know what's wrong with it.
I have it on a lot of trusted sources that the album is actually trash. And that's disappointing. But I kind of seen this coming, man. Ever since Yams died, man.
They've all been kind of
lost.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, Playboi Carti just released the album.
He's ASAP now too, right?
Yeah. And it wasn't that good. It wasn't received that well. They said Die Lit.
They said Carti makes twerk music for niggas.
I can agree with that.
I agree 100%. That's all it is.
I can agree with that. It's
twerk music for niggas.
Know what I mean? So I feel sorry because like Yams is really like their backbone. Ever since he died, they really don't have no direction. They just going with. They're just going.
They seem like they might have had an answer when they put out that one video when they were in like the studio, like in that one room.
Lamborghini High.
No, it wasn't even Lamborghini High. I don't think.
I liked it when they were putting out videos. It was like ASAP Rocky. He was freestyling with like Playboi Carti or Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
They put out those couple videos. I was fucking with those.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's just, I hope they get it together because this is not.
They run out of time. Niggas is getting old.
Yeah.
They run out of time. And you know the wave. You know shit moves fast now. Yeah. So if you ain't,
all gonna just depend on Playboi Carti, then
woo,
that's not gonna work out for you, slow, man.
Yeah. We need Nast, 12e. If them niggas still rap, they need to do something.
Yeah. Rapping for people rapping for you.
Oh yeah.
Nicki Minaj and Eminem
I don't really have much to say because this shit doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all.
Why? You know what?
I can't even imagine. And then apparently Eminem like shouted her out on stage, or he was performing somewhere and told people to tell Nicki to text him back or something like that.
Opioids.
Yeah, that's how. Yeah.
That's the only explanation.
Both of them.
Know what I'm saying? Honestly, at the end of the day, because I haven't used the soundboard yet, I'm going to use it shamelessly right now.
Oh my!
By saying that Eminem and Nicki Minaj are both.
I don't know what they're trying to prove by being like. Obviously, it's not going to last long.
No, it's just that's really just marketing, man.
It has to be.
That
is she trying to reach another fan base? Like,
I think she's trying to unlock the matricidal club.
Yo, you see how she pushed her album back?
Huh?
She pushed her album back. It was supposed to come out like this week or something like that.
She got
to
get Eminem.
She pushed that shit back.
She got to ride Eminem's dick. That's what I said. To get them. Mm-hmm. She said somebody's going to write these raps.
Somebody's going to fucking push out these hits.
Because
it can't
somebody's
be me.
Somebody's going to make that. Because it shan't be me.
It cannot.
It shan't be Onika.
Yeah, it's slow for her. So
yeah.
She's definitely. Drake, I mean,
I feel like there's a lot of reach.
Eminem is definitely going to be doing some writing on that. So
Drake's going to be doing a lot of helping.
Yeah, expected. It is what it is at this point. She might as well just. It's just, you know, the only thing that tarnishes her is the fact that she just says she's the best. And it's like, well, you're one of three, so.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't really have much competition. Literally, like, it's just the fact that you don't have any competition. Mm-hmm. So. Lil Mama just put out a song.
I heard it was good.
Actually. That song is good, but it ain't.
But it's Lil Mama.
It ain't. Yeah, it ain't no Nicki shit. Like, unfortunately, like Nicki, I don't
that
like Nicki. I don't
kinda,
like Nicki.
That
kind of
sucks if that's the if you're like an artist and that's the place you are in your career and it's like you're in a rut and you can't get out. What it's like?
Yeah,
you can really do some good shit, but like it'll never be taken serious because of like
who you are. Because she's the female version of Lil Bow Wow, bro. They're the same person. They look alike in everything. They really might be the same nigga.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what Bow Wow does. Bow Wow can put out
it's like that same group of chicks. It's like Lil Mama, Keke Palmer.
Oh my, I hate Keke Palmer.
Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, Teyana Taylor might break out
Azealia
of that.
Azealia Banks.
Azealia Banks, yeah.
Like, she puts out good music on
Well, she does. Azealia Banks does it to herself.
Yeah, but
she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, she's just a shitty person. Yeah.
Fucking ass.
Or they're a joke, or whoever, whatever. Like you just, you just don't get what you want from them.
Yeah,
and it's a shame.
It is.
I mean, because they really need some. Well, some, all of them, the ones I name, have dope shit to their resume. Recent shit, as
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, facts.
But we're just running through these topics, man, because that Drake shit took like an hour, man.
It had to be spoken.
It had to be said, bro. We got through Nicki Minaj. Do you want to talk about the Kanye and Rhymefest thing?
I do, but I don't. It's dumb. It's really dumb because basically it's more Kim and Rhymefest than Kanye and Rhymefest.
Okay, so you speak on that because I looked at it, yeah, but I didn't really dig into it.
Well, basically what happened was after Drake mentioned, you know, happened right after Drake mentioned Kanye and said whatever he said, and then he put the invoice out, and then Rhymefest was like, yo, Drake, send some of that money to Donda's House, which is the name of the organization that they have in Chicago. Send some of that money to Donda's House because Kanye has completely abandoned it. I asked Kanye if he wanted to work with the youth of Chicago. This is what Rhymefest is saying. He said he asked Kanye if he wanted to work with the youth of Chicago, and Kanye said, "Fuck the youth of Chicago." In typical Kanye fashion.
How much of a heel do you he want put, to
be? Yeah, right.
That's what a heel turn, like a
yeah. Oh my god,
man.
Where is Vince McMahon at? Please,
yeah, man. Pick up a star.
Yeah. What was I about to say? But yeah, that's what Rhymefest, and he put that in quotes too. Like he said, "Fuck the youth of Chicago." So then, Kim Kardashian got on Twitter for whatever reason and started defending Kanye and saying all of this other shit and whatever.
I feel like that was Kanye taking over Kim's account.
Probably. Kanye's just... And then Kim was like, well, we just saw you in the studio and you weren't saying any of this, and if you had a problem with Kanye, why didn't you say it then? And blah, 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 blah. Rhymefest basically was like, bitch, I was collecting a check for my writing abilities. And it had nothing to do with Donda. Now, and then Kim was also saying that she was going to take over Donda's house and run it with her kids and help them do it. And Rhymefest was like, please, enlighten me. By all means, if that's what you want to do, then do it. But if you ain't going to do it, then shut the fuck up. Dang. Essentially, is what he
and
said.
And that would be a good look for her if she did that.
Yeah, she needs to be quiet. And now,
it's only beneficial for you and her kids, son, that going to get to know that side of their family. They want to know who Don is.
Exactly.
I don't know. Exactly. I don't know shit, but like...
Bro, it's all bad. But now, speaking of Kim, did you see how she's going to be talking to Donald Trump about prison reform? Dog, that's
honestly, like, Trump, Donald, like prison just fucking sucks.
Like bro, that's like me. That's like
can
me.
Can you stop pretending?
That's like me telling somebody how to fucking, I don't know, do a 360 windmill. Like, nigga, I can't tell you shit about that. So now Kim is about to get a lot of niggas locked the fuck up. Locked back the fuck up. Niggas about to get their sentences
increased, extended.
Niggas gonna be on probation for 30 years instead of 10. It's gonna be a mess. So be ready for it.
What?
I don't know.
You just got two dummies in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, Trump can't even really speak about prison reform. What the fuck do we know? Not a damn thing. And he doesn't care either.
He knows
so
nothing.
He knows
bro.
Nothing. Everything he's about to learn, because Kim probably did do some type of research, so everything he's about to learn is going to be new to him. Kim's about to school this
Kim,
man.
Kim about
she's
to
about to give him the bare minimum. The bare minimum. And she's going to school this man like, wow, I didn't know that.
What?
Because we live in a shitty time.
Yeah,
somebody said we live in a Family Guy episode.
We live in a Family Guy episode, a Boondocks Simpsons. Episode, a Simpsons episode.
Feels like all of that.
It's just so surreal right now.
It's all of that putting one.
All we gotta do is just hope we can get through the next two.
Excuse me. Ah, shit.
The next two, or just get this nigga the fuck out of here.
He gotta go.
We just gotta hope we can get through without him. Getting us all killed. We almost halfway there.
Yeah, it's looking like North Korea is still wanting to meet with him.
Yeah, so North Korea is still really doesn't want to blow us to high heaven.
Yeah, that's really our own real threat. So
we're hanging in there. It's just everybody in America. Just I've never thought we'd have this political policy, but just keep your fingers crossed. That's where we at.
You never know
with politics in America.
Yeah,
keep your fingers crossed, my nigga. We'll see. And then politics, man. Politics.
Yeah, I guess this goes along with politics, too.
I guess, yeah. They got Roseanne up out of here, bro.
Her fat ass. Fuck Roseanne. She's been talking this crazy shit for a minute now.
Yeah, she's
But
been
she finally crossed the
she's
line.
She's been a while. Yo, that show is racist. Like,
yeah.
They had an episode where Roseanne called.
Yeah.
Like, if you got, first of all, if you guys.
The neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know Roseanne, you know who Roseanne is. You know
Roseanne,
her old show.
Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr, comedian. She had that show Roseanne back in the '90s.
It was funny back then.
Now they have rebooted it.
And it
with
got
most of the same, pretty much the same.
Same cast. They even brought back her husband who died.
Yeah.
In the original John.
Yeah. So they got the cast back. They rebooted it, and it's much more MAGA for today's middle MAGA America. Yeah.
There was one episode she had neighbors who were Muslim, and she was afraid that they were making a bomb.
I don't think it was that, but I know it was one.
That was it.
And it was one where she was calling, like, immigration or ICE on people.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's bad.
So she's a Trump supporter in the show as well.
Yes, yes. But it's like that thing where they make a Trump supporter, but then he was like, oh, we're Trump supporters, but we didn't know how dumb Trump was
going to be. He was going to sympathize with my bad decision
that affects millions of people who knew better, but I didn't want to listen because I'm afraid of blacks having
white flight. Yeah. That's what happened. White flight. Yeah. Niggas saw Obama, and then they got the complete opposite, and they were like, we're going to vote for that guy.
Yeah.
Because it's opposite.
We can't do anything resembling that again.
Yeah. So now here we are, like the Oprah Griff.
So
here
her show got canceled because
she called somebody a monkey.
She called somebody like
an ape.
She said a Muslim Brotherhood cross, like if the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes had a baby. And I believe she was talking about black person.
Vivian Jarrett or something like that. Her name starts with a V.
Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% who
VJ.
The person
was. She said equals VJ. Right. And I believe that was her boss. And she got fired. So
that happened. And then it started to trickle down. It started to trickle down effect. People on Twitter made an uproar as usual.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes ended up quitting.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes quit. And then I think when that happened, ABC said we're gonna pull the plug on this shit, and it was doing really well actually.
Mm-hmm. And you know, people were trying to complain like, "Oh well, Roseanne got canceled, but Black-ish is still on TV." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
And the thing is, like, for Black-ish, they held some episodes. Like, they had a Colin Kaepernick episode, and they would not let them air it.
Wouldn't air it about kneeling?
Yeah, it was about kneeling, and they wouldn't let them air it, but. Roseanne can call motherfucking ICE on cookouts like the chick from
like the Oakland bitch. You know? Oh man, we didn't talk about that. That shit was pretty fucking funny. They had a bigger cookout the next day.
With
1,000 niggas.
With 1,000 niggas, and one of the niggas had a t-shirt with her face on it.
It's amazing. It's delicious.
Isn't that delicious?
Sure the food was great.
And it was a good time.
Yep.
White women was on one this week. Roseanne, that chick, the chick from the Kendrick concert, bruh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saying nigga and then just acting like it's just like...
Like, hey, you probably should have held off on that. Wait till you get in the car.
Said nigga and looked at everybody else like, what's your problem?
And the crowd was like, beep, beep, beep. Nah, just wait till you get in the car. Wait till nobody's around. How about that?
Just not in front of thousands of people and in front of the black rapper.
And Kendrick put her in a bad situation. I will never say he did something right.
I don't care.
He put her in a bad situation.
I don't care.
He did.
Other people.
Yeah, of course.
Other people with common sense said, maybe I'm going to skip the word I've never been allowed to say all my life. Why would you not be allowed to say a word all your life, but magically think, well, in this context, I'm good? No, I should be allowed this time. No, nigga, you haven't been allowed since you were 2. You've known that's not word is not okay, especially for you. You went to school. You should know why it's not okay.
Yeah.
And then, no, you just follow the rules, nigga. Like, damn.
Man, I mean.
And what chips me out was like, white people, they want to say nigga so bad.
So bad. Like, that's the only word they really want to say.
These dick breath motherfuckers. They want to say it so bad.
Well, if you say it to each other, then why can't we say it?
Like, nigga, no. It's simple. It's like, you know what it's like? I think I said this to you before. It's like a kid who has a room full of all the toys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what white people are like. A kid with a room full of all the toys. They got the PS4. They got the Xbox. They got a big computer.
Got it
they got a MacBook. They got an iPad. iPhone 6 17,000S. Motherfucker Samsung to wipe his butt with. Because that's what you need to do with Androids nowadays. You gotta wipe your butt with Androids. Wipe your fucking booty cheeks. If you got an Android, do yourself a favor. Wipe your butt with to get an iPhone. You got all this stuff in your room. You got GameCast.
GameCast.
They don't even make those, but you got GameCast. But somebody, your parents come in and somebody comes in and takes one red Lego block and says, you can't have this. That's what, nigga, we came in and said with the white people, you can have all this land, all the power and running the systems and, you know, you control the laws.
And knew you were going to finesse it anyway.
Finesse you. But all we took was, you can't say nigga. Yep. And these colonizers have got fucking...
Oh man, they can't get it through their fucking heads. They're like,
I want it. I want the N. I want to say nigga, nigga, nigga. Like, nigga, you got the whole world
and the whole.
But I want that Lego block. I want that Lego nigger block.
That Lego nigger block.
I'll never get that shit, man. So shout outs to white women, y'all. You keep disappointing me every day. One day you'll get it right.
My expectations weren't.
Shout out to the 7 white women that are real cool. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Keep doing better for your people. You know. What else? ABC, we got Roseanne. Oh, bro.
What's up?
Made me very sad to see this, man. Motherfucker, these niggas got Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah. I was sad, but at the same time, did you see what he was getting the allegations?
Dumb.
He's out here telling girls that they look ripe.
That's some old man shit.
Like, yeah.
He said you look ripe.
He's like pushing up the skirt and touching them and shit.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bad.
Morgan.
He's
one of the least, like...
rapey?
Yeah. He doesn't look rapey at all to me.
Anybody can look rapey.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not looking good for him. I don't know if they're going to throw him in jail, though, because he doesn't have any assault. He just has harassment.
Yeah.
So, a lot of niggas sexually harass.
He's not having sex with these
people. Yeah, he's not having sex with them. So, he's just saying shit.
He's just being a classic, good, old-fashioned American.
He's being old, creepy, nigga. It doesn't make it all right, though.
But, hey, man, who hasn't in their life been an old, creepy nigga at some point?
Me.
I doubt that.
It's pretty true.
I doubt that.
I'm not creepy at all.
I bet you've looked at plenty of women. I've been creepy plenty of times.
I'm not creepy.
Too many times to count, I've been creepy. Are you kidding me?
I know I'm not creepy.
Oh,
I am not creepy
at
all.
You know how many times I've watched girls sit down, right?
Yeah.
And then would get up and like, yo, I wonder what their seat smell like.
What the fuck? Oh, hell.
I'm like, I know I'd go to jail if I was just... went up to her seat right now and went...
Like, thank you for not doing that, though.
I know, but the thought crosses my mind.
Don't do that.
Man. Yo. That's another creepy thing. Like, you ever seen, like, something you wasn't supposed to see?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you're in, like, the mall or something, you see a woman, a mom or something, bending down to, like, pick up some kid, and you see, like, her ass crack, like, the top of her ass crack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
This nigga said, I love
it. I enjoy random ass crack, man.
Mike, get him.
What?
Get some help.
You don't enjoy random ass crack?
I don't.
You've seen it.
I've seen it, but I don't go looking for it.
You're like, ooh.
I don't go looking for it.
I was like, to dig in those crevices. I want to go spelunking in that.
Spelunk. I don't go looking for it, no. I'm not creep. My creep meter is down.
Yeah, my creep. It's slowed down now.
Oh, it slowed down.
It slowed down. I'll be chilling, man. I'll be too lazy to creep now.
Oh, my God.
Creeping takes, like, vigilance to not get caught.
Like Sly Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sport, man.
Terrible.
Actually, let's do sports.
Yeah. Sports talk about style. Sports a little bit.
Before we get... All right, let's start off with...
Oh, my gosh.
For one thing I want to say, I want to do a special fuck you to a certain individual out there in the world. His name is Sergio Ramos.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I wish nothing but the worst for you. I wish you have turf toe for the rest of your career. You are a bastard, a son of a dog.
Wow.
Lower than dirt.
Harsh words.
I can't stand you. I wish nothing but the worst for you.
Do you want to tell the people who
said I hope you never score again. Sergio Ramos is a player for Real Madrid. Mm. The team, the Spanish team that faced my beloved Liverpool Football Club in the UEFA Champions League final, which is basically a soccer tournament to determine the best European team in all the world. So they do all the leagues of all the European countries that do professional soccer. England, Germany, France, Spain, all the other little ones that don't matter and are war-torn.
You know what I mean? War-torn.
You know, the war-torn country.
The one that still have radiation in it.
Yeah. The one where the babies still come out with extra fingers and shit.
Josef has four thumbs. We have to send him to the salt mines.
You know, country where motherfucking Zaza Pachulia and motherfucking Enos Kanter are from.
Yeah.
Well, Enos Kanter can't go back because they'll kill him out there.
Yeah, they don't fuck with him, right?
Yeah, he can't go back to his
country. He went out there and was like, this is kind of fucked up. They were like, well, you can stay your weird ass over there.
Yeah. he just dyed his hair like platinum blonde or blonde. He's a fucking... Yeah. He's weird now, bro.
Indeed.
What was I saying?
I don't know, something about overseas?
Overseas.
Oh.
Yes, Sergio Ramos. So we played in the UEFA Champions League in my Liverpool Football Club, the greatest football club in Europe.
Not really the best if you fucking lost.
If you were cheated. Shout out to Liverpool. Our best player, Mohamed Salah, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. The best player of football to ever touch a soccer ball. He's our leading striker, the guy who scores the goals.
That's your heart and soul.
Heart and soul of the team. It's like if we, the Cavs, had LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And LeBron just got, you know, put in a headlock and they snapped his neck in mid-game.
That's what happened?
No. Similar, though. So in soccer, you're not allowed to kill niggas like all sports.
Uh-huh.
But Sergio Ramos thought, hey,
attempted murder isn't so bad.
Attempted murder isn't real murder because I just attempted. And he puts my man Sergio, Mo Salah. My man Sergio, fuck that nigga.
Mm.
My man Mo Salah in a Kimura lock and dislocates his shoulder.
Yeah, immediately.
And he's not able to play for the rest of the game. So we lost, and we eventually lost. Oh, and also, I was going to say fuck you to the goalie, but. I can't do that to him. He's under a lot of pressure. He's a young dude.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's probably still fucked up over it.
He's done.
He's never going to be the same. I hope he uses it to motivate him to do harder and be better, but he had some of the stupidest plays I've ever seen a goalie make in the history of soccer. When he tried to roll it out. When he tried to roll it out and the goalie was right next to the dude. The striker was right next to him, kicked it out of his hand.
Yeah, basically.
And into the goal.
Yeah, that was
because
it.
He couldn't look around and said, oh, maybe I could throw overhand instead of right next to his foot. Or just
punt this shit.
Like, yeah, like anything. You're allowed to.
Anything.
But Sergio Ramos is the son of Satan, and I wish nothing but the worst for him.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Rockets for blowing it.
Rockets blew it. Celtics blew it.
Let me say something about Chris Paul. I was ready to slander him, but I gained he's still a loser, but I gained a little more respect for him.
Yeah.
Because he played his ass off.
He did.
Western Conference Finals. He played his ass off. He did his best. He gave it his all. Now, James Harden, you're looking real funny in the light.
I mean, hey, bro.
He's starting to have a trend of like not showing up in the playoffs, man.
Yeah. But there's only so much he can do. I feel like he tried
to. He shot like 40% that elimination game, bro.
Yeah, he did.
He shot like 3 of 14 from 3.
Yeah, he was nowhere to be found.
And then the Rockets themselves, they missed 27 straight shots.
27 straight?
27 straight three-pointers.
Yikes.
They missed. Do you know how many points that is? That's 81 points.
God damn. What do you even do? Like, what do you have?
And then the Rockets.
You literally can't win. That's
and
they're
the Rockets led by Mike D'Antoni, so you know they're not changing shit up. So they just kept shooting.
Yeah.
Wouldn't after like shot 9, you'd be like, okay,
let's slow down.
Let's go for some layups here. Nope.
Not that squad. They just
we're gonna go for
kept on
double
chugging.
More time.
Kept on chugging.
They kept on chugging when the Warriors smoked them.
Yep.
Shout out to them.
So now we got a Warriors Cavs final.
We all knew was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew it was going to happen, but I don't know. LeBron, I feel like it's going to be interesting because we're going to see LeBron really have to go all out. Because the last time LeBron had nobody, it happened in the finals. Now he's going into the finals with no one, really.
I understand that. So, but this team doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell.
I don't think so either. And that's why, honestly.
Like, you always got to give LeBron the respect of one game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But that's it.
Son. And that's why I told people, I was like, yo, because people don't know where LeBron is going to go next season. I'm like, yo, I can honestly see this kind of happening. Like, worst case scenario. Well, not even worst case. If LeBron goes balls to the wall and somehow manages to take this 7 games, and if he wins, what if he retires? I feel like that would make sense.
Wow.
It's crazy, though, right?
Very.
That's wild.
Oh, that's the last
thing. But LeBron played already 100 games this season. Mm. And if he goes balls to the wall to beat the Warriors in that fashion.
He should.
I feel like if he retired, it would be a great move because I feel like after that, he wouldn't have anything to prove to me. And LeBron, I don't think he cares about anyone's opinion. So what can you really say? I feel obviously it's a stretch. I don't think he's going to retire, but I feel like if that was to happen, it would make sense. I wouldn't be surprised at all. But like him, he has to, you know, it's one game at a time. So,
well, don't got to worry about that because them niggas are getting smoked in 5.
I don't see them getting smoked. To be honest,
them niggas are getting smoked.
I don't know, but I can't count out LeBron. I'm
counting that nigga out.
I will never root all the way against LeBron.
That nigga's gone.
Can't do it.
That nigga's out of here.
I can't do it.
Yo, then
I'll never count him out.
He had Kyrie last year.
Now you got George Hill.
And them niggas had to break records to get one. Ain't nothing record breaking about this team. The only record breaking about this team is maybe motherfucking Jeff Green got a hot dog eating record. None of them niggas have broken a basketball related record since they was probably in AAU. And that was on the motherfucking pinball machine in the corner of the gym.
I will never count out LeBron James.
Yes, I will. I will this time.
I can't do it.
That nigga's going to be around for a couple nice flights to see the lovely state of California and get schmooked.
Because
that nigga's out of here. And hopefully, I thought he'd come to Philly, but not all the mess that we got going on.
Oh, yeah. Colangelo's out here. Well, allegedly.
So, we got apparently our GM, Brian Colangelo. You already know we're Sixers fans. Trust the process.
Clap.
You already know. Our GM, Brian Colangelo, which is now further sources have claimed now that revealed that it might be his wife, has a few burner accounts.
Multiple?
It's like 5, bro.
Jesus.
5 Twitter burner accounts where he's like, it's like defending Brian Colangelo,
shitting on
Sam Hinkie, shitting on players like Fultz, Simmons, and Embiid. Mm-hmm. Just like, and then like talking, like giving up sensitive information.
Yeah.
Like about people's health.
Yeah.
And like practice regimens, like inside information that shouldn't be out there.
Mm-hmm. Inside information that only someone inside would even fucking know.
I kind of look, as a Sixers fan, I look at it as a good news, bad news thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news is this is not a good situation at this perfect time, a good time, because this might drive some potential prospects, free agency prospects, LeBron away with the drama. Good news is we can get rid of Colangelo, who really hasn't been that good.
Yeah. And he really hasn't done much anyway.
Yeah, who hasn't done anything.
Hasn't really done
and
much.
And honestly, who got control of this team in this position very unfairly.
Yeah.
Cause he got this job with like no interview. Cause the team was, when Sam Hinkie got kicked out, they gave control to like Jerry Colangelo.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Colangelo is his son. So he just made him GM with no interview process or none. So we'll get that nigga out of here.
Real quick, Drake posted on Instagram.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. You already know what we need for
I'm
that.
I'm going to read it.
Hold on.
I'm going to read it. He's defending himself.
Drake posted what?
He's defending himself. This is just an Instagram story. He's defending himself. And it is a long note that he wrote, and he just posted the picture of it.
Read it all. So, dog.
By the time we get this out, everybody's probably going to see it by then, but it doesn't matter because you're hearing it first. Not really. I know everyone is enjoying the circus, but I want to clarify this image in question.
Oh, man.
This was not from a clothing brand shoot or my music career. This picture is from 2007, a time in my life where I was an actor, and I was working on a project that was about young actors struggling to get roles, being stereotyped and typecast. The pictures represented how African Americans were once wrongfully portrayed in entertainment.
He says African Americans like he's not black.
Yeah. I don't know. Me and my best friend at the time, Mazin El Sadig, I don't know, some Canadian fucking, I don't know, Ethiopian person, who was also an actor. Oh, never mind, I was close. Sudan. An actor from Sudan, were attempting to use our voice to bring awareness to the issues we dealt with all the time as black actors at auditions. This was not to highlight and raise our frustrations with not always getting a fair chance in the industry, and to make a point that the struggle for black actors has not changed much. I can understand that. And I was hoping that he...
Is that all he addressed?
Yeah, I was hoping...
We're not talking about the kid?
We're not going to talk about the kid.
We're not going to talk about the fucking secret porn star, baby?
Because Adidon got a drop. Like, we're not going to talk about...
I got to drop the tracksuit.
Oh, yeah. Yo, we still got to secure the bag, my nigga. Like
That right there confirms everything we just said earlier. That nigga was not expecting this.
Nah, he wasn't ready for this.
That nigga put out a press release.
Yeah, he did.
When's the last time Drake had to put out...
Who was more pressed
over... Has Drake ever had to put out a press
release? He's never had to explain himself. He's never explained himself one time.
He's never had to explain himself.
He's always taken the Jay-Z, Beyonce high road.
He's never had to explain himself. The fact that this nigga...
caught this nigga slipping.
Had to explain himself. He caught him slipping for real.
Yeah.
And that's the tip... That we haven't gotten to anything in the song yet.
Tip of the iceberg.
This nigga just came out press release on the cover.
Yep. That was a fresh. That was a fresh post too. He just sent that.
We haven't talked about the baby.
Nope.
The mother.
Nope.
We talking about Pusha got him for real. Pusha got him rattled.
I thought it was gonna be something he's about rattled. 40, if anything. Like, oh, 40's my boy. Don't talk about 40.
Yeah, he's rattled. He has nothing.
Nah, he has nothing.
He has nothing. He's got PND in there working triple overtime. He's sweating his cornrows out trying to pin a responsible. He's got him going.
Yeah.
And then another thing about that's funny about this Drake situation is that Pusha's situation is that Quentin Miller's nowhere making music.
I'm not really hearing that. Quentin Miller's freestyle was whack, so.
I didn't know he lost a leg.
Yeah, he was in a car accident and lost his half his leg, like a little bit below his knee. So, like, maybe more so, like, his ankle area.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a prosthetic. Yep.
Damn.
He's in a bad accident. Yeah. I remember when I heard about it when it first happened. It's just following people that, I guess, knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
You know what's so fucked up? Nigga Quentin Miller posted his project, mm-hmm. or a single, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The artwork was with him showing his prosthetic leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then some evil bastard retweeted and said, fuck out of here, Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
And
fucking. fucking. Opioids. Yeah, I don't.
Just. Man.
Yeah.
The internet is some shit, man. And
it's a dangerous place.
So many bad things can happen to you there, man. It's not a good. It's not. Last thing I want to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
Drake stands. Get a grip. This is bad. This is a bad day.
Get a grip fast.
It's a bad time. Mm-hmm. I seen niggas out here, dudes defending the blackface.
Yep.
Yeah. He's like, you think Drake, do you really think Drake wore blackface with bad intentions?
It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
Because he's in fucking blackface. Yeah,
that was a bad idea.
Like, nigga,
him and his boy thought he was being
deep. Yeah, this one dude made a whole thread about, well, Drake already talked about all the stuff that Pusha T talked about.
Not really.
Not really.
Not in detail, and you didn't know what he was talking about.
No. You thought he was just talking.
Yeah, you thought he was just making songs.
You didn't believe any of the shit he said.
Nothing.
So. And you know what? So what? I like it better when Pusha T said it, nigga. He said it the way I liked it.
The way I wanted to hear it.
The way I wanted to hear it. Raw. Not melodically.
No. Nah. Oh man,
what else? What else? I have nothing.
I don't have anything else because I don't know. It's just gonna be a mess. You know what it is? I don't have anything else because I'm just ready to see what else happens. I'm just
you
ready.
Saw that's it right there.
There's got to be more
because
there's got to be
the
more.
The fact that was it where he just
is that a white
flag?
It's just like.
That could be the preemptive white flag.
This nigga talked about his best friend, his mom, and his dad, and he's like, well, actually.
His best friend, mom, dad, baby mother, and son.
And record label. All in one.
One.
He's like, well, actually.
Within 2 minutes.
I didn't wear blackface.
That's like when a chick sends a long paragraph
and you respond to one part of it.
You respond to one part.
Like, I wasn't that's even at her house.
He was like, yo, actually. It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah, actually, I had on a green shirt. Like, nigga.
Actually, I was wearing motherfucking the sixes and not the nines. See, that's your stupid ass. Always assuming.
Always
something.
Assuming and jumping to conclusions and shit. Like. It ain't looking good for Aubrey. It's looking real good for Terrence.
Yeah, man.
Gonna keep a close eye on things. Keep our fingers on the pulse. Because boy,
and I almost died of Terrence. I almost died of Pusha T. I was like,
yeah, because Drake
came back with the dumpy. I was like, ooh,
yeah, that was a heavy one.
And it really wasn't heavy. It was heavy for Drake.
Yeah.
Now that I look back at it,
yep.
So I'm like, oh man, this could be it. But you know, we
had
a fool
had me going at first. I thought that was it.
Yeah, but then he came back with this motherfucking. Scarred the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Niggas are tired.
Yeah.
That is it. This is.
All this damn wine.
All this damn. Yo, the wine really has got us.
It'll do it. That'll do a number.
It'll put you down.
Yeah.
I like this. Beso del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what y'all be talking about when the show you be talking about getting wine drunk and just watching.
This is it. Watching Lifetime movies.
Oh, I like this.
And crying and shit.
Yeah.
This is it right here, baby.
Give me some Beso. With some ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need some ice. I ain't bring
ooh,
no ice.
Ooh, and a nice. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Get this Beso del Sol.
Some skinny cow popcorn.
With some ice. Let me take a picture of this shit right now.
This
and
is the shit right here.
Fucking G pen.
Because I'm about to sleep like a bitch.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Let me take a picture of Beso
del Sol. Hey, you got the pen right? Let me give me
some. Oh, yeah.
Even though you had it all up in your mouth.
Hey, man. That's what's supposed to be.
Disrespecting the pen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're really loaded up this episode. And we're tired. So, apologize.
Mike did this.
Apologize.
Because as soon as he came over, he was like, we're getting high.
we getting high.
And first of all, I don't get high because I don't smoke. Not really feeling much from this pen.
You don't eat butt, too. So, you do a lot of things wrong with your life. You're not holding it long enough, number one. But we'll get to that. So, that's it for Not That Serious, the podcast. For this episode, I don't know what number it is. I think it's like 26, 27, maybe something like that. I know we're getting close to 30. Shout out to everybody that's been listening to us, fucking with us. It's hitting you now.
Hey. I felt that one. I think I felt that one because I'm sleepy. I'm really about to sleep like a bitch.
But yeah, that.
Is it episode 20 something already?
26, 27, something like that.
Dog, no way.
Dead ass, bro.
I thought we was on like episode 15.
Nah, dog. We're way past that.
Damn.
So it's been a good journey so far, man. I'm so happy we've been doing this.
It has.
Thank you to everybody that's been listening, supporting us, giving us feedback.
It's 25.
Please. Oh, this is 25?
Yeah.
So continue to give us feedback. You know, if you see us, you can DM us on our social media. I'm on Twitter, Mike Lowkey, MikeLowKey. DJ Elzy, DJELZEE.
Yep.
This is not that serious, you know what I'm saying? You can follow us on Twitter at NTSPod, NTSPOD, at Not That Serious Pod on IG.
Yep.
You can listen to us SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us on that. Rate us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
Like us. Put a comment up. Write a review.
All that.
It helps.
It does.
If you got suggestions
on
how we can make this show better or what things you want to hear about.
I don't want to hear what the fuck, Sina.
We're trying to always do better and we want to expand.
For sure.
You got tips for us on how to expand. Because we're learning, man. Mm-hmm. We're learning with every week what we can do better. You got tips. You got advice. I mean, you got suggestions. Hit us up. DM us. We're the same names on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to message us. Message us on our podcast pages.
I don't know, bro. I think
that's it.
We good.
That's it. All right, y'all. Peace.